You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586 368, Equal Housing Lender.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison, and by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 500th household to purchase a household annual pass to Jasmine Hill Gardens wins a dinner for four by City Grill Restaurant. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days, and not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Ding, ticka, ding, ticka, ding, 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 ding. There he sits inside your local coffee shop, sporting a mane bun and facial hair. Somehow he believes, although he has no job, that by his 30s he will be a millionaire. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A. On her Instagram with a quote that's inspirational.
but hopes to change the world while wearing yoga pants, armed with her dreams and knowledge of essential oils.
Another day of chaos in America. This Bolton thing.
Good.
Well, we must remember that when he first got the gig, the left was screaming at him because of warmonger and all this stuff. And now, of course, Trump must have just made a huge mistake in getting rid of this guy.
Oh, they're on all sorts. I've been pretty consistent. I've never liked John Bolton. And
I don't like his mustache.
Yeah, exactly. Good riddance.
It's off-putting.
And apparently they're like, you could see this coming. There was like one moment, at least it was reported in some cabinet meeting. It's like, okay, we've got a situation here. John, you don't even have to tell me. What do you want to do, nuke him? Like, he would constantly needle Bolton and talk about how, yeah, he's kind of hawkish more than I am, but yeah, it's good to have him on the team. So good riddance.
The president reportedly is very anti-nuke.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about that. We've got the monitor on in our studio, and I see somebody up there who is totally distracted.
Hopeful that the talks will still look occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
I think he's got extra
eyes. Get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides. Curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle, straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top, Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
You know, he's still hurting from that attack from his neighbor.
Yes.
And I think it's very interesting that they have overturned the sentence.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because, Joseph, what are you doing here?
They only gave him 30 days.
30
right?
days for viciously attacking, breaking bones. Must have been an Obama-appointed judge. Ridiculous. So whoever the idiot that did that is going to be resentenced. And let's hope he does some hard time and makes a few friends while he's in prison, too. There's so much. There's a couple of elections, I guess, in North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. The 2018 results had to be thrown out, so they're redoing it.
Yeah, because of a ballot harvesting. How come that you get called on that if you're a Republican in North Carolina but not California, where they did that extensively? All's fair in politics, I guess. I just don't understand. And these people are going to run to the polls today and vote for Democrats. You are voting for them to change your life in ways you can't even begin to imagine how miserable it's going to be. Everything's going to cost more, including your health care. These polls that come out and say everybody wants Medicare for all. We've either gotten collectively very stupid to buy into that. Don't you remember Obamacare? Not to paying more for it, but getting less. And you want to do that again. You want to hand over any part of your health care to a government bureaucracy. You are nuts. The government does not run. It's a huge, that was 17% of the economy, right? It's health care related. And the only people that have benefited from Obamacare are people who get it for free. But that's how you buy votes. Look who's on the line. It's Bo Holt already at 272-9228. Hello, Bo. What do you know?
Good afternoon. I'm calling. I hope I don't get chastised on account of you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm calling late. I wanted to mention something that you said this morning, and I couldn't tell you.
Oh.
Because I couldn't get in when you were talking about the old mall that was was filmed in Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
That's the old Dixie Square Mall, and I think that was the first mall that was what started the dead mall phenomenon or whatever.
Probably.
And they finally completely demolished it just a few years ago.
That I remember
big
that.
Honk, yeah, it was. There's lots of really cool YouTube videos about it, and if that was something you were interested in, I just wanted to let you know. But I didn't get a chance to call in this morning and tell you, so I figured better late than never.
Glad you did.
You bet. Y'all have a good afternoon, and thank you.
All righty. Yeah, I don't know how the Blues Brothers came up, or that mall in particular, but it was on in the far southern suburbs of Chicago, and it was one of the first to go down, of hundreds now. Deadmalls.com if you want to keep track. Because that area became very dangerous, and people stopped going there. That's usually the main reason most malls die. There's a mall not far from Janelle's that's still open. We were there. They were there this trip, but last trip. And it was sad because even though it was during the day, I think it's me.
You know, your phone can be set to vibrate.
That was Emily to remind me that it came up because we were discussing Wacker Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Which has an upper and lower level in downtown Chicago.
And Wacker Drive has multiple levels?
Yeah.
Wow.
Upper Wacker, lower Wacker. And they filmed, I think, part of a car chase for the Blues Brothers movie. And then that mall came into the discussion. Thank you, Emily, for helping me remember something that happened just hours ago. Those are the hard ones to remember, that happened, you know, like just not that long ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're up here talking, trying to entertain the folks, and you're in the moment, and you forget later.
So tonight we'll find out just how deep the infestation, you know, a lot of New Yorkers who don't want to go all the way down to Florida to die are stopping in North Carolina. That's the new God's Waiting Room. The people who flee New York because it's so damn expensive to live there. They tax everything to death. They want to tell you what kind of soda, how big your soda can be, and everything else. For a state that's supposed to be the best, the biggest and the best, it's filled with thumb-sucking twits. So they get away from that, and they go to North Carolina and vote for the same thing. Apparently, they haven't noticed that the Democratic Party of today is not the one that you grew up knowing. There's no connection whatsoever. It is completely radicalized. What did I see AOC offering her wisdom on today? Oh, she wants Republicans to be on the record on impeachment. Impeachment for what, bitch? What? For a hoax? Pardon me. Not supposed to use that kind of language. This is a frickin' bartender with an economics degree that's so valuable she was tending bar, and she wants Republicans on the record relative to impeachment. You know, there's this thing we have called probable cause. It works in impeachment as well. You have to have a cause, evidence that high crimes and misdemeanors were committed. You got nothing other than your hate fueled bullcrap. That's what drives them. That's, they feed off of it. They're like hate parasites. Hate-a-sites.
Mm-hmm.
They're all nuts. So I can't imagine any Republican that wants to hold on to a seat in Congress or the Senate saying, yeah, I'm all for that. No, ain't going to happen. They just hate the idea that a real outsider has come in and spoiled their little swamp game. It'll go a little bit this way in one presidency and a little bit the other way during another presidency, but never too far in one direction or the other. And somebody comes in with a businessman's approach and says, do we need this? Why? How many? I would love to know. I'd love to do a comparative or see a chart on the number of soldiers we lost over the last several administrations. Maybe going back to Clinton. He's trying to not lose any more of our troops. That doesn't mean, but you don't have to surrender and wave a white flag to do that. ISIS, for all practical purposes, which was our number one political agenda item like 6-7 years ago, ISIS, pretty much gone. Why not get out of Afghanistan if we can? What's wrong with that? As long as they're not giving away the store. I just drove to Florida and back and paid, even there with higher gas taxes, less than $2.50 a gallon. That was nice. We are energy independent, and Elizabeth Warren on her first day wants to immediately bring it in. We're going to talk to David Blackman, who's an oil and gas industry lifer, about her plan, because he sees it as a direct attack on the state of Texas. And it is. There's no doubt. It is her first day. She's going to really fix it for everybody. And then what will happen is she'll cause that problem and then run on solving it. That's kind of how it works, you know? Where is that that blog piece on the state of Texas? And he wrote a really great piece today, too, about the real America. You know, the Democrats are convinced, they're trying to convince everybody that we all hate each other, that nobody accepts anybody else, nobody accepts gay people, nobody accepts people of color. It's one nonstop, you know, everybody hating on everybody else. When the reality is most of us don't, and most of us don't have time for that garbage. We just don't have time. But that's what works for them. So they're constantly pushing the envelope. And they hate it when people break away from that. I mean, sometimes you've got to have what we call evidence, not just to impeach a president, but to... Where are you getting this information from? Where is this nonstop hate you're referring to? I don't want to get too far ahead of the game here. Some of you may be thinking, what am I going to do for dinner tonight? What can we do that's... different.
Ooh, yeah, what could we do?
I'm going to recommend the pizza place.
Yeah!
The pizza place. I think all of us are always willing to try a different type of pizza. Now, this is, they do your basics, of course, at the pizza place. They have a side, and I kid you not, because it deserves it, called...
Oh, my God.
When you see it, it's jaw-dropping and huge. But it doesn't matter how big it is if it doesn't deliver the taste. And that's what they do at the pizza place. They certainly load up whatever it is you want on it, from sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, onions. They do it all. They do all the combinations you could possibly want. and they've got a nice place to sit down and dine or pick up and go, whatever you choose to do, and some subs as well. So, and breadsticks, garlic, cinnamon, and more. Breadsticks are always great with pizza. So let's take a look here. 10-inch subs, cold cuts, deluxe meat, Italian, buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch.
It's my favorite.
Yes. And like anything else, it's a lot of food and at a great price. So you can get a pizza, a personal pizza from 12 inches to that 30-inch diameter, oh my God, size pizza at the pizza place. If you haven't been there, it's easy to find. Perry Hill and Harrison by the Dollar General there, tucked into that mall. The pizza place. Try it or call 593-9753. 593-9753.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Jenna.
Where the heck is all the White Claw?
Jenna is desperate because there is no more White Claw.
Like, WTF am I gonna drink that won't make me bloat?
For the price of just one White Claw a day, you can send Jenna one White Claw a day.
I, like, need a White Claw for my sorority semi-formal.
Sponsor her today, and we'll send you a picture of Jenna drinking a White Claw while posing in her bathing suit on a giant inflatable swan.
OMG. Do not make me have to buy Trulies.
Hashtag Hot Girl Summer is dead. Don't let Jenna die either.
You know what would be even better than a White Claw? Pumpkin Spice White Claw! No!
Please donate to give Jenna some White Claw.
Or I'll have to call my dad.
No, Emily says I care, Peepaw. Thank you, Emily. Yes, you do care. We all know it. It is 3:26. Want to hear a little from Dick Morris?
Sure.
We banned him from the show.
Yeah. It was the lead up to the 2012 election.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Yeah.
God, I can't believe that we go back that far.
Well, we do, Greg. That was our first presidential election together.
And I've learned a third.
Yeah.
A third.
I've learned a lot since then, though.
Now, the big mystery with anything like this is, will it play out of our fine software? Let's see. Well, it's loading nicely. The little thing is going around and round. And around and around and around and around. Come on.
Come on!
God, I hate this.
Let's try it again. Didn't it work last time?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it did. It's
did you use it in that browser?
It's in Chrome.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one that works?
Yeah, usually.
I don't understand this. The way they have this set up here.
Oh, don't get me started.
Chrome won't let us access, like, Rich Thomas Weather Network. I don't know why. Maybe they have suspicions. It's crazy. Well, let me see if I try to share it to Facebook. Maybe that'll work. This is called Live Having Fun on the Radio. No, that ain't going to work. Earn as you learn, man. Maybe. How about if I try YouTube?
Well, Dickie, yeah, try it that way.
Dickie probably has a YouTube channel, right? Let's go.
Yeah, check that out.
It doesn't have the one I wanted to play, but it's got the history of slavery. This is Well, let me just tell you, you really just missed something good.
Oh, yeah.
Not a doubt in my mind.
Fantastic scintillating commentary from old Dick Morris.
Here is something that I don't know if you saw this, but they now have, among the many other self-inflicted problems they have in California, medical folk out there are now warning about an outbreak of leprosy. Leprosy. This is what voting for Democrats brings, because they have 60,000 homeless people. There's really not much in the way of sanitation enforcement or sanitation provided to these unbelievably huge and lengthy homeless camps. And many of these people are crossing the border and bringing with them diseases that we, for all practical purposes, had eradicated here. Leprosy, making a comeback, and only in Los Angeles on Happy Hour.
My faces have gone.
Today.
I can't even walk. My toes fell away.
My toes fell away.
It's like a horror movie.
Like a horror movie.
Taking over LA.
Taking over LA.
California lepers.
California lepers.
My skin is all decayed. Stop to see my dog. Fell off my head. My doctor billed for leprosy.
Doctor billed for leprosy.
It cost an arm and a leg.
Cost an arm and a leg.
You know a friend asked for some
friend
help.
Friend asked for some help.
So I gave him a hand.
I gave him a hand.
California leprosy.
California leprosy.
It hit Hollywood land.
See this Mimi here with Walmart and Kroger and their gun positions. Now, Dollar General stands to benefit. Dollar General pawn and gun. That's a good Mimi there. Also on Facebook, you will see today's blog from the man we're going to talk to in about 5 or 6 minutes, David Blackman, DB Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. Excellent daily read. If you need a couple of minutes away from the insanity and you want to read somebody who's got both feet on the ground and has gained real knowledge through 38 years in the oil and gas business, he's your guy. He does a lot of radio in Texas as well. But it's kind of, you'd have to be in the oil and gas industry to understand what the hell they're talking about. It's complicated. 331. If you're paying anywhere above or below, you know, right around $1,000, you need to reconsider renting.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because owning is always better. First of all, you'll probably wind up paying less per month. You should give Morris Capuano a call at 409-9300 and give him a chance to get you pre-approved so you can shop knowing. You don't have to worry about getting done on a mortgage. You've already, you know, taken that step. And take advantage of a real estate market here that's got some incredible values in it. Have your own place. You know, paint the walls black if that's what you decide to do. and be your own land and not be accountable to somebody else. It's not only a step towards freedom, but it's also a step towards more money in your pocket, A, because you'll probably save, unless you go big, you'll probably save on your monthly payment, and then the interest within those monthly payments becomes tax deductible the next year. And that's on the federal. Even though they've eliminated a lot of previous deductions, that one will never go away. And that can mean a difference in thousands of dollars in your pocket or going to the federal government. Now, if you like feeding the government monster, that's fine. But let Morris do it. He's done it for tens of thousands of people over his glorious career. Now with Renaissance Bank offering programs for people with little money down or maybe a scorch mark or two on the credit, 409-9300. He loves to do what he does, and that's put people in their own home. Morris at Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669, as we hit the traffic dungeon at 3:32.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling with you through your Tuesday afternoon traffic, and we have a couple of accidents on the boulevard. We've already told you about those. There's one at Wears Ferry Road, and there's another one right in front of the car dealers. And now we have an accident on Coliseum Boulevard. It's in the 600 block. That's going to be real close to the library, so be careful in that area. The rest of the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't have any big problems on the interstates. The 31s look good this afternoon. Unless you're headed towards Wetumpka, it's going to jam up right around the business district and stay loaded full of cars all the way up towards the casino. If you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representations made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representations made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Before you hit the local news button, saw a picture of a mutual friend. That would be rad. Also mentioned the pizza place has a salad bar. It really looked good. Peepaw. Are you happy, Emily? Now I've got Karen and probably other listeners ready to call me Peepaw, too. We'll call it the Peepaw Show. Peepaw and Grandson. Here's your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Department of Public Health is investigating five reports of potentially severe lung disease associated with electronic cigarettes or vaping. It's evaluating the reports and will release information as it becomes available. It says most cases are among young adults and adolescents. The CDC says there are more than 450 possible cases of lung illness associated with the use of vaping in over 33 states. The Autauga County Sheriff's Office needs your help finding a stolen fire truck. They say a man went into the Pentecost Volunteer Fire Department and stole a red 2004 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck Monday afternoon. That truck was last seen on Highway 145 in the gap of the mountain area. And Tallahassee City leaders trying to address vacant and abandoned buildings. The city recently applied for a grant to secure funding for its efforts to fight against blight. Officials say it costs $7,000 to demolish each house. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody wants to know, when is this heat going to let up? And the answer is not anytime soon. There's still a risk of an isolated shower or storm, but they will be few and far between. And they'll fade out tonight, low 73. Tomorrow and Thursday, still hot with a high in the mid to upper 90s, but the rain chances generally under 20% both days, and not much change in this very hot pattern on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We don't work in the comfort of the indoors. We spend our days outside, up against the elements, working in the rain, trudging through fields. We depend on our commitment and confidence. We wear Timberland Pro work boots, built for working outdoors, with durable waterproof leather, electrical hazard protection, insulation features, and safety toes. We're outdoorsmen, and always will be. Timberland Pro at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Got plans for Labor Day weekend? Do they include saving money? Because Labor Day savings at the Home Depot means up to 40% off appliance special buys. Get a quiet running Whirlpool dishwasher that senses how dirty your dishes are and adapts its cleaning cycle. It's just $378, so you'll save $200. Sounds like a plan. See why with Labor Day savings, today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is former Vice President Al Gore with more urgent and terrifying news. Due to the freakishly long winter that has thrust this country into chaos, it is my sad yet gloriously fulfilling Oscar-winning duty to report that the planet is now in the deadly grips of global cooling. Scientists from around the world agree that if we don't do something immediately after watching my next movie, we'll all be living inside a giant block of I told you so ice. As of now, I'm running the furnace, air conditioner, and attic fan of my multi-million dollar mansion all at once. My private jet is also flying in non-stop figure eights around my 75,000 acre yard in order to stop the horrible freezing process. And even though I'm currently spraying this aerosol can from 1972, and opening this giant bottle of Freon, the fact is we simply don't have enough smoke-belching factories to survive. I'm Al Gore. Watch my next movie, then run for your lives.
All right, please welcome from somewhere in Texas, the author of DBDailyUpdate.com, our Texas friend from the oil and gas business there, David Blackman. Jebra,
please clap.
How are you, sir?
You know, you think that Al Gore deal's funny, but that's coming here in a few years from now.
You know, you got to admit, they're perfect because they're
that's
wrong.
That's exactly what they do, you know.
They're wrong about everything.
They are.
I posted a story this afternoon on Facebook. There is a ship loaded with global warming soldiers that is now stuck in the ice. Where is that? Let me just find that real quick. And then I get.
Man, that happens every year. I saw a blurb about that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it happened last year for sure. And I know I have that. Climate warriors stuck in Arctic ice that all melted years ago by their wisdom.
Right.
I need you to be my political therapist here for a second, if you don't mind.
Okay.
We have the Fox News Network on our studio monitor, and they just put up numbers from an ABC News poll that shows Trump's approval going down, and 60% of people expect a recession because they're being told this continuously.
Yeah, and let's remember that the ABC News poll, and I went through this every day in the 2 weeks leading up to the election. 2 weeks before Election Day in 2016, the ABC poll came out and had Hillary Clinton with a 12-point lead. And I told my readers that you watch. That poll is, and it was such an outlier. Nobody else was showing the race more than about 5 or 6 points apart. And I said, this is such an outlier. You watch ABC, and it was a tracking poll. And I said, every day from here to the Election Day, they're going to shave 1 point off that 12-point until it's basically a dead heat on election day. And that's exactly what happened. ABC polls are not real polls. ABC does polls to make news stories. And so what has ABC and everybody else in the news media been doing for the last 3 weeks? They've been screaming and yelling about, oh my God, we're about to have a recession, even though there's absolutely, literally zero economic indicators that would indicate that we're about to have a recession. And so they do that for 3 weeks, and they have ABC dummy up a poll, and ABC poll, you know, dummies up this poll, shows 60% of Americans believe we're about to go into recession. So the next step in the fake news media playbook is tonight, they're going to have it on ABC's World News Tonight, and they're going to use it as evidence that there's a recession coming because 60% of Americans believe it. I mean, this is what they do. It's like, it's so predictable. It's so tiresome. It just gets so tiresome covering it every day.
This is what scares me about next year, because I think some people might be so fatigued from this nonstop media blast, the only way they'll be able to shut it off is to put a Democrat in there, and of course everything will be conveniently ignored like it was for eight years.
Well, that's actually the strategy. That's actually the hope of all this. That's why Russia collusion was invented, and so that special prosecutor and all that stuff. Everything they've done has been about exhausting the American public's ability to deal with all this.
Speaking of which,
strategy.
When are we going to see Mr. Barr do something?
You got me, man.
Hope is fading.
I'm done making predictions about anything at the Department of Justice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no justice at the Department of Justice, apparently.
That's kind of how I read it. Now, tonight, we have two elections in North Carolina. One looks like a pretty sure Republican thing. The other one is that the latest polling, again, for whatever value it has the Democrat up 46-42. And the question for these media hacks that constantly sell the same narrative, what kind of country do they want to live in? You wrote a great blog, and then I want to get into that, on the Democrats basically mounting a direct attack on your state, Texas. And there's a deep-seated respect in our state, Alabama, for you guys, because you have that independent thing going on. But you got to be concerned because you got Austin and other, you know, bastions of liberal thinking.
Yeah, we're being invaded from California, and that's never a good thing.
No, why do people, this is the thing with North Carolina, I said at the beginning of our show, that, you know, New Yorkers who flee the high taxes and all the rest of the crap that goes with living there, to go to North Carolina and vote for the same stuff. It makes no sense. What are they thinking?
Right. It's ruined North Carolina. It's on the verge of ruining Georgia. Mm. They haven't managed to destroy Florida, though. I mean, in all of that, I mean, New York has been, and New Jerseyites have been migrating to Florida for half a century now to retire.
Yeah,
and voting that way, and yet somehow Florida still continues to be a basically dead heat state every 4 years. So it's weird how that hasn't worked in Florida.
Your expertise is in the oil and gas business. Please, can you recap from your blog because I did read it, and you're absolutely correct. People may not see, and I posted it on Facebook, what Elizabeth Warren plans to do on her first day in office.
Yeah.
And just that first day ought to send this country right off the cliff.
Oh, yeah. So her promise is to issue an executive order banning hydraulic fracking in the United States on the first day she's in office. Well, that, you want a recession, there it is, okay? I mean, that will immediately throw us into recession, because within 6 months, we're going to be importing 70% of our oil again.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to start importing natural gas instead of exporting it, and prices are going to go through the roof. And, yeah, we'll have a major recession then. So if you want a recession, vote for Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, I mean, and I have to admit, I did watch all 10 hours or whatever it was of that stupid climate change town hall.
You are a sadist, my friend.
Well, I'd have just had to slit my wrist if I'd have watched all of it. It just would have been tragic. But, every proposal they threw out there is a direct assault on the state of Texas. Any Texan who votes for any of those Democrats is insane. I mean, literally, you have to be insane to vote for one of those people to be president.
Even people outside of Texas, I don't think they understand that basically, to summarize the Democratic platform, they want to take the steak off your plate, they want to take the car out of your driveway, and they want to take away a nice, upwardly mobile lifestyle. They want to completely eradicate the way we live today. I don't think people understand that, and that scares me.
No, people don't understand it because the news media won't honestly report it. I mean, there is no honest reporting on climate change, just like everything else. And but if you had a media establishment that would just roll out the facts, wouldn't have to be politically slanted. If they would just, in a very simple manner, roll out the facts of the impacts on the economy and on people's daily lives that those proposals that you heard that night would have on every American, the Democrats would be able to cobble together 20% of the popular vote.
But
we don't have that.
I don't think we'd be all that worried if we had confidence in the Republicans' ability to market their message and also get people to understand. And I heard Trump has like $2 billion in campaign funds for next year.
He's got as much as he wants, basically. Whatever he needs.
That they got to get people to understand what they're talking about here. And I don't think even a lot of people that are advocating this understand it, or they wouldn't be if they really understood how this is going to impact them and diminish the quality. Plus, we're the cleanest country on the planet. I think you made a great note on that in one of your blogs about the progress we've made. And certainly in our lifetimes, we've seen cleaner air, rivers, and much better protection. We've done a much better job of caretaking our environment here. The offenders are China and India and other countries.
Right, it's China and India and the Pacific Rim nations and developing countries all around the world. But it's mainly China, more than anyone else. It's mainly China. And you listen to the debates at these global climate conferences, and there's nobody talking about forcing China to do anything to clean their environment. It's all targeted at the United States.
Yeah, we're the ones
and
that
the
have to pick
up. The reason it's targeted at the United States is because all these other countries want to grab the wealth from the United States, which is, why Donald Trump got elected in 2016 and what he is apparently the only person in Washington attempting to fight. It's really amazing how no one else wants to actually look after the economic well-being of the United States of America, either party, not just the Democrats.
David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. His blog today is there. First of all, I love the story you led with the fact that Rand Paul's attacker got a 30-day sentence for breaking bones and attacking a United States senator, and that sentence has now been remanded back for review, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, it went to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals said under the sentencing guidelines, all these laws have sentencing guidelines.
Yeah. Yes.
The man was charged with a violent assault on a member of Congress. This is a federal felon, and there are sentencing guidelines that contemplate years in jail, not 30 days. And so the Sixth Circuit, this Obama appointee judge, of course, district court judge, judging the case, gave him 30 days because he's such a fine, upstanding, wealthy member of the community, right? All the things that the Democrats pretend to hate, right? And so the Sixth Circuit gets the case and says, wait a minute. You're basically giving this guy a light sentence because he's a privileged member of the community, so that just enhances his privilege. I mean, it's literally what the Sixth Circuit said.
Yeah.
And so now that it's gone back to this district court, and they're going to have to give the guy a real sentence, which should involve a major fine and over a year in prison, which is far less than he really deserves, frankly. There is a little bit of justice in the world still. It's just not at the Department of Justice, apparently.
And finally, I loved your take on America Today. And I've said this many, many times in response to all this rage mob about, acceptance and everything else. I grew up in one of the most segregated cities in America, Chicago, Illinois. And I kid you not, we didn't have the separate fountains and all that kind of stuff, but it was a fine line between black and white. And what I've seen in my life, is incredible. It was unimaginable 60 years ago, and it's great. And like every other conservative, I want everybody to have a shot at the American dream. I believe most of us feel that way, but we're never going to get credit for that from these guys. And I think they're really mirroring their own prejudices on us, which sucks.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And of course, that video clip is of the two little toddlers hugging each other, one little white boy, one little black boy, and they see each other and they hadn't seen each other in a week or something like that. And they run up and hug each other and, you know, they're just playing with each other and talking. And that's what America is. That's why I deleted my Twitter account. I just got sick of the constant outrage, the constant uproar over every little thing. You know, that's not real life. People, I really think the more people who get off of those social media platforms, the better off our society is going to be. Because real life is, you know, you treat people with respect. 98%, 99% of the people in this country are good, decent, caring people. We love each other, right?
Yes.
But you get on Twitter or Facebook or, you know, these social media platforms and you think everybody's angry all the time. And, you know, I'm almost never angry, you know, except when the Cowboys lose football games. I get over that pretty quick.
Tomorrow is the 18th anniversary of 9/11. And today we have a congresswoman in Minnesota and a couple of others that said, well, some people did something.
Yeah.
Did you think on that date that you would ever see that kind of representation in the Congress of the United States?
No, it's just 18 years later, and, you know, it's kind of stunning how our attitudes have evolved and our treatment of that day has evolved to ignore, basically try to shove it all aside and put it out of our memory.
Yet
that's
this
a very
week,
dangerous thing to do.
Yet this week we saw an American Airlines mechanic caught fooling with the software on a jet. Fortunately, the pilots realized something was not right.
Yeah.
And they went back. They had to take the plane out of service. But that could have been another attack.
Could have been 200 more victims, right?
Yes. You know? And that's scary. They're always looking for the next way to hurt us. And I wish people would.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know, on that day, I was a newsman in Miami that morning, and at 9:03, I called it the second day of infamy, and certainly that date is as memorable as December 7th.
It is to those of us who lived through it. Unfortunately, sure. Our schools aren't even teaching our kids about it anymore in any real way, and that's dangerous, too.
No, they're not, and that's pretty sad, because radical Islam remains a threat. But let's not get Trump for bombing the crap out of ISIS and putting them out of business. David Blackman, it's always a pleasure. The time goes by very quickly when you're with us. We've got to wrap up, but we hope you can join us again next week. Same time, same station.
I'll be there. Absolutely. I'll be here.
Thank you. And visit David. Read him. He is 3-4 minutes out of your day that you're really going to appreciate, because you'll, if nothing else, know you're not alone. And that's dbdailyupdate.com. Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
All righty. Another stellar interview. He's a good guy. We never even got to really talk about media, but the fact is, it seems like every day, going back God knows how many years now, we've been fighting this fight. You think that people would sit back and enjoy a thriving economy? That I just saw that same Fox alleged news cast that put up all that 60% expect to recession. 60% of what? People have no fundamental understanding of economics at all. We expect a recession. Why? Well, I heard it from Brian Williamson on an MSLSD show. It's unreal, man. And guess what? When red meat is hard to come by, gas is 10 bucks a gallon, if you're allowed to drive the car you have at all, they'll be the first to complain. Why anybody would want that is beyond my realm of understanding. In the meantime, we hope that next time you have a need, we've got the holidays coming up with Thanksgiving and Christmas, really not that far away. We are in the third trimester of 2019. the place to go for furniture. And this was a revelation. They've been around for a long time, but I had never been to the store. And we bought a recliner there on the first visit. Kaiser Fine Furniture. And I'm reading the comments on their Facebook page. And the first thing I see is Stella is great. Stella's my buddy. Calling and placing an order from another state was effortless. Couldn't ask for better service. So even people who live outside the River Region are buying furniture there. Wonderful sales personnel, not pushy, and that is true. What they will do is make sure that you see all the choices you're going to have in a building that big with that many aisles. Wear comfortable shoes so you can see it all. Had a wonderful experience shopping. Stella was so sweet. She will ensure that you are pleased with your choice. Do I recommend Kaiser Fine Furniture? Absolutely. Are you kidding? They're great. And I hope that the next time you need anything, whether it's a single piece, something to fit an odd spot in your home, in the living area, or a complete bedroom or living suite of furniture, dining sets. God, man, some amazing dining sets at Kaiser Fine Furniture, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. Remember, you save 1.5% on anything you buy because you're not paying Montgomery sales tax at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Traffic at 357, Fox News, coming up next.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic rolling through the 3 o'clock hour, and we have another accident on the boulevard. This one is in front of Baptist Hospital, so be careful if you're on the south side. And the police are still working that accident at Wears Ferry Road and the boulevard as well. The interstates are rolling at a speed limit ride. We don't see any hang-ups for you there. The 31s look good this afternoon. There's a pretty big crowd headed towards Wetumpka, but no major delays for you. Be aware of the traffic around you this afternoon and get where you're headed safely. Thursday night is $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night at the Shack. Don't miss it. Bring your hungry self on down. $6.99 ribeye steak and fries night Thursdays at the Shack on the Atlanta Highway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful